In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is the day when in Africa several Ugandan martyrs who in the 19th century defended the Holy Catholic faith and were martyred for their bold preaching and confessing of the doctrine of Christ. And after the Mass, we have a short prayer in their honor. And today also in France, there's a big feast of Saint Clotilde, who was the Queen of France in the early 6th century. And I'll tell you today about her remarkable life. Saint Clotilde had a very dramatic start to her life, for her uncle put to death most of her family in order to gain the rule of Burgundy, where the family lived. But the uncle spared two of his nieces, who were only little girls back then. One of these girls afterwards became a nun. The other one, named Clotilde, was brought up in her uncle's court. By the special protection of God, she was instructed in the Catholic religion, though she was educated in the midst of Arians who did not believe in the divinity of our Lord. But it was the happiness of Saint Clotilde to always defend the true faith, as she had, even from her childhood, a contempt and disgust of a treacherous world. These sentiments Saint Clotilde cherished and improved by the most fervent exercises of her religion. Though she saw herself surrounded, a princess as she was, with all the charms of the world, all the richnesses and nice things the world could offer her, yet her young heart was always proof and standing by against the seductions of the world. Saint Clotilde was adorned with the assemblage of all virtues, and the reputation of her wit, beauty, meekness, modesty, and piety made her famous in all the neighboring kingdoms. And finally, a king named Clovis, who was surnamed the Great and who was victorious king of the Franks, demanded and obtained Clotilde of her uncle in marriage, granting her all the conditions she could desire for the free and secure exercise of her religion. For even though Clovis wanted to marry her, he himself was not a Catholic. And they were married in the year 493. And in her new home, Clotilde made herself a little oratory in the royal palace, and there she spent much time in fervent prayer and secret mortifications. She attended in all her duties in court, but she was also very watchful over her maids and did everything she was obliged to do with dignity, order, and piety, and this edified and charmed the king and his whole court. In all her duties, Saint Clotilde was exemplary queen. Her charity to the poor seemed a sea which could never be drained. She honored her husband, studied and tried always to soften his temper by Christian meekness, and better to gain his affections, she practiced patience and charity, and she always saw her greatest delight in talking to her husband about the truths of the holy religion and the vanity of the idols he was worshipping. It took a long time for Saint Clotilde to convert her husband, but finally, after many tears, severe trials, and long waitings, finally he accepted baptism, and they became joint Catholic rulers of France. But the fear of giving people a bad example always made the king also an exemplary ruler, and even though he was new in religion, he also, by long waiting and suffering, became an exemplary king. But finally, the king Clovis died, and unfortunately, after his death, France was torn by civil war, and the death of her husband was a great source of sadness to Saint Clotilde, and the tragic disasters contributed more perfectly to her acts of piety and seeing the world as something she was alien to. The final years of Saint Clotilde she spent in Tours near the tomb of Saint Martin in the exercises of prayer, almsdeed, and penance. There she seemed totally to forget that she had been queen or that her sons sat on the throne. In her last illness, she sent for her sons and exhorted them fiercely to honor God and keep his commandments, to protect the poor, reign as fathers, and live in union together, and love and study always to maintain tranquility and peace. She finally died in the 3rd of June 545, and on her final moments she always recited the Psalms which she loved. Dear children, it's one of those great saints of God who had only one desire, in the world: always give due honor and worship to Almighty God, and who wanted to love her neighbor as God loved her. Remember these great teachings and lessons of the saints, that when you remember that we are all subjects to Almighty God, he also gives us graces always to show that affection, charity, and love towards all the people we meet, and also in this way give us the more small foretaste and a vision of a heavenly home of ours. Saint Clotilde, pray for us. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.